Chapter 21. Home Sweet Home. We fall onto the floor in a heap. Prince wriggles out of my grasp and barks. "We made it," I say. "Plus, we're in the basement. Jonah, are you okay?" Jonah nods, but he looks completely dazed.
"My brain feels like it's going to explode."
"It's all the memories," I say. "Come, we have to get into bed really quietly and quickly. Mom and Dad's alarm already went off. That means they're getting out of bed any minute. Time is back to normal now. Go, go, go!"
"But..."
I pick up Prince and we run, very, very quietly, up the stairs. Our parents' door is closed, but we can hear their muffled voices.
"Abby?"
Jonah starts.
"Later,"
I mouth, and I jump into my room and gently close my door behind me. At the same time, I hear my parents' door open. I dive under my covers.
"Good morning, sweetheart,"
my mom says, opening my door and coming inside. "Time to get up." She gently pulls my covers off.
"Abby,"
she exclaims, ogling my outfit, "you're all dressed up."
"Huh?"
Uh-oh, I'm still wearing my purple satin dress.
"Oh, I know.
Of course I am," I say, hopping out of bed. "It's your surprise birthday party. Come on in, Jonah. Surprise, Mom." Prince bounds in, his bow tie still on.
"Woof!"
Jonah rushes in next, bouquet of roses in hand, suspenders and bow tie still a mess.
"Happy birthday, Mom!"
"Oh, wow," she says. "Look at you guys. And those flowers are beautiful. I'm speechless." Her eyes tear up. "You kids are the sweetest. But where did you get those outfits?"
"Nana sent them for us," I say. "Don't you remember?"
She scrunches her eyebrows together.
"No."
I shrug. "You are a year older. Your memories must be getting fuzzy." My mom laughs.
"Is that for me too?"
she asks, pointing to the wrapped painting on my desk.
"Oh," I say. "Yeah, but it's not..."
I'm about to say that it's not good. But maybe that doesn't matter. Maybe what matters is that I did my best. That it came from the heart. So what if I'm not as good an artist as Penny? I'm good at other stuff. Mr. Beast accepted who he is. Maybe it's time for me to accept who I am.
"Here you go," I say, handing it to her.
"Ooh," she says, unwrapping it. "Abby, it's wonderful. So much color. I absolutely love it," she says. And when I look at her shining eyes, the funny thing is, I know that she means it. Maybe beauty really is in the eye of the beholder.
"Thanks, Mom,"
I say, my own eyes tearing up now. My mom squeezes my shoulder.
"Let's go show Dad. He's downstairs making birthday waffles."
Jonah raises his eyebrows at me.
"I need to talk to Abby for a sec."
"You can talk to her at the table,"
my mom says, ushering him out of my room. "Come on, I don't want you to be late for school." I wait for them to head downstairs before running over to my jewelry box.
"Prince," I hear my mom say. "Sorry, buddy, but you do not get to sit at the table, even if it's a special occasion." I giggle. Poor Prince.
I look at my jewelry box. There's Beauty. She's standing in front of what used to be the cheese shop, but now instead it says library. Beauty's holding a pile of books, smiling a huge smile, and looking more beautiful than ever because she's truly happy. I'm so proud of her. And wait a minute, there's another image next to her. It's Mr. Beast, with his arm around Freckles. They're standing in front of the castle where a sign reads, "The B&B, Bed and Extra Cheesy Breakfast." I am so proud of them. I'm still not very proud of myself. I know we are all part Beauty and part Beast, but I want to try to be more Beauty than Beast. And maybe there's a way I can make that happen.
"Penny, can I talk to you?" I say before art class. "In private?"
Penny follows me over to the side of the hallway.
What's up? I take a very big breath. You were right, I say. Yesterday. It wasn't an accident. I spilled the water on your painting on purpose, and I want to say I'm sorry. She jerks back in shock. But why would you do that? She snaps. I worked hard on it. I hang my head. I know. And it was beautiful. And I was jealous. You are really good at painting. And you're not, she says.
Yeah. Thanks for rubbing it in.
She leans against a locker. I can't believe you admitted it. My mom told me you were probably jealous. My cheeks heat up. She discussed me with her mom. I'm so embarrassed. I swallow hard. Your mom was right, I say. Can you forgive me? I'll help in any way I can. I don't need help with art, she says. She opens her mouth and then closes it. What? I ask, leaning closer. Please let me make it up to you. Well, do you think you could help me with geography? I'm having a hard time understanding the map, and you seem good at it. Of course, I say. Anytime. Penny sighs. Sometimes I'm kind of jealous of you too, Abby. School comes so easily to you. It's harder for me.
Did she say she was jealous of me? Of me?
I blink at her in surprise. Well, I guess we're all good at different things, I say. But I am sorry about your painting. It's okay. Just remind me not to put water next to you in art class, she says, her eyes twinkling. I blush, but I also laugh. I spot Robin watching us from inside the classroom. I wave. Robin gives us a hopeful smile. We smile back. Should we go inside? Penny asks. Let's go, I say, and take a step toward class.
Abby!
Jonah says, appearing at my side. We go to the same school, but I almost never see him between classes since his grade is in another part of the building. He grabs onto my arm.
I've been trying to talk to you all morning.
What's going on? What's wrong? Did you lose your memories again? I ask in a hushed tone.
No,
he says. He wiggles his eyebrows.
The opposite.
What does that mean? I ask.
I know what Walenta is, he says.
You do? What?
It's the kingdom that Mary Rose and Jax grew up in.
It is? I ask. They grew up in the same kingdom?
Yes, he says. They're cousins. When Jax said he wasn't going to apologize about what happened to his cousin in Walenta, he wasn't talking about Mr. Beast. He was talking about Mary Rose.
Wow. Finally, we know something about Mary Rose. We know where she grew up. And that she has a mean, jealous cousin. The second bell rings.
Wait a sec.
But Jonah, how did you find that out? I ask.
Because it wasn't just my memories that came back,
he says, walking away from me and smiling mischievously.
I got some of Mary Rose's, too.
What? I ask incredulously. He taps his head.
Mary Rose's memories, in here.
And with those words, he disappears down the hall, leaving me staring after him in amazement.